Mike, you're the patron of the Devonport Junior Soccer Association and also the Devonport Strikers, and this must be an absolute pleasure for you, the official opening of this complex today. I mean, wow, you've done a lot with $1.5 million. It's just amazing. For the money, I would have thought, looking at it, it's probably cost twice as much as that.
Look, no, it has come up really well. We're very pleased with it. And for many people in the Devonport and the Mersey area, you know what the facilities have been like for a number of years.
Yes.
And I can remember, as a 12-year-old coming with my mum to softball, it hadn't really changed that much. So now, it's great. 900 kids here of a Saturday playing soccer, you know, or football.
Yes.
So that's great, yeah.
And 900 children playing every Saturday, it's unbelievable. But there's also touch football and runners that use it during summer as well. So there's lots of people that use this area.
There is. And I think that now that they've got better facilities for change rooms and toilets and showers and canteen and administration, groups will come and say, gosh, we could use that for some other event, whether it be cross-country running, whether it be a Zonta or a community event.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't matter. And I think that that's what's really important, and to get people out and about.
$1.5 million, it's a tripartisan approach to it, because there was federal money, there was the state government involved in it, the council was involved in it, and the Devonport Junior Soccer Association themselves raised $40,000. That's a lot of money for a small association.
Yeah, it is, and good on them. And when Richard Bigwell came to see me about it, probably 2 or 3 years ago, and I said, look, you do the coaching and that, and leave the funding stuff to me, because that's what I can do. And so we did. I think it was $1 million from the feds, $452,000 from the level the playing field from the state. We had $40,000 from the junior soccer, and we had $10,000 from Football Tasmania. And incorporated in that, Devonport Council took over all the project management. So it was a really good relationship. And out of that, we've got a facility that will be for many years, and already it's proving to be beneficial.
And the timing was pretty fortunate too, because a lot of the work was done during COVID, when there weren't kids playing soccer here on Saturday morning. So, I mean, can you imagine what it would be like, a construction site with kids around, you know?
Yeah. I think they were willing to work around it. It's just an inconvenience for a lot of things. I think the thing I was really pleased with, I thought this was going to be like a 5 or 6 year project to get the funding, and within probably 18 months we just happened in the right place, right time, said the right things. And don't get me wrong, as people know, there is a lot of work goes on behind the scenes to get any money, but we've done well, and I think from the level of the speeches here this morning, you could see the genuine belief that this is a good project.
Oh yeah, and look, it'll allow Devonport to attract major events. We've got the Devonport Soccer Cup coming up in a couple of weeks' time. 85 teams.
Yes.
And we've got a national touch footy event happening later in the year as well.
Exactly. And I think once the word gets out that they've upgraded their facilities, they'll think, oh, that's an opportunity, an option for us, you know, to look at other events.
Yeah, I think it's something that the community can be proud of, and you know, even though the Devonport Junior Soccer Association was one of the driving forces behind it, it's going to be something that will benefit not just them, but the whole community.
It is, and look, we're trying to, there is a good rapport between the Junior Soccer and the Strikers, and both those organisations are doing well. And honestly, we don't care what sport a kid plays, as long as they're playing something.
Indeed.
You know, and getting out there and meeting friends. And you come down here, and a lot of the really little ones, they actually don't know what they're doing, and that's kind of cute.
Well, it is.
I
did look out the window a couple of times during the speeches and had a bit of a quiet giggle to myself. I mean, these kids have probably only been walking for 12 months in some cases. I mean, look, these littlies over here, they must be 4 or 5 years old.
And whose speech was it you bored with that you looked outside the window?
I don't know.
Hope it wasn't mine.
No, it wasn't yours. It wasn't yours.
Okay.
No, but it's a wonderful complex, and something we should all be proud of. And you mentioned that during your part of your speech, I think that runners would use it during training in summer. They didn't have that facility before. So how do organisations or clubs or groups, how do they get in touch with someone if they want to use the facility?
Oh, look, they'd go through the Devonport Council. I think the council's having an arrangement with junior soccer during the soccer season that they actually manage it.
Yep.
But for example, the runners have their own key to get into the change rooms and the toilets. It's just a management thing.
Yep. Just for the council,
Yeah, and because this facility is right in a beautiful spot in Devonport, it's we want it to be open and to be used. And we've had, for example, Zonta or Probus Clubs or any group that might just want a different place to have morning tea. And we have the facilities here that they can cater for that, or they can bring their feed on. So we've really thought about, and it's actually been designed, believe it or not, that there can be a second story. So there's a spot there for a lift, and that could be somebody else. So I'm not going to be doing that job.
No, well, that could be a project
a
for the future.
Term,
no, we look forward to that. Fantastic facility. Everyone should be very proud of it.
Okay, thanks, Martin.